of Bodega 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. A wing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie?
Yes?
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could say big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Detector test.
Indecent. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled my mushy pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello and welcome to the Inside Line Formula One podcast. In fact, guys, welcome to the final episode of 2018.
Hey guys, what's up? We are actually capping off 2018 with 42 episodes. This being our last episode of the year and of the season. Actually, we celebrate the season all year long.
Yeah.
And we bring this episode to you literally on the penultimate day of 2018.
We just made it. And you know, Kunal, as they say, we've literally left our best for last. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the 2018 Inside Line Formula One Podcast Awards.
Woohoo! This is actually my most waited episode every year.
Kunal, since these podcasts were your brainchild, can you just start by telling our listeners what they're all about and what they can actually expect?
Well, the Inside Line F1 Podcast Awards are to Formula One what the Ig Nobel Prize is to the Nobel Prize. But, you know, let me save the trouble of you asking Google what the Ig Nobel Prize is, in case you don't know. It says that the Ig Nobel Prize honors achievements that first make people laugh and then make them think.
Okay, guys, basically, in very simple words, at the Inside Line Formula One Podcast Awards, the winner is never who you think it is.
Yes, that's actually a great tagline. You know, we actually live by it.
In fact, let alone the winners, even the nominations are always fun. And, you know, the whole point is to relive some of the most memorable, most unforgettable moments from this season.
Right, so here are some of the categories for tonight. We're going to have the best team, the best driver, the best race, the worst mistake. And, you know, these are pretty normal for every Formula One award show. But ours also has the best fans of the year category.
Yes, and in line with our podcast, we have the Joke of the Year Award. And let me tell you, these are not jokes we've cracked on our podcast, because if that was the case, I think we'd just win every award, you know, without competition. But guys, these are jokes from the Formula One paddock.
And given my love for all things technical, I also like the best strategy of the year and the best upgrade of the year award. So there are several fun and interesting categories. And like Mithila just said a few minutes ago, the winner is never who you think it is. So remember to tune in right till the very last moment of our podcast.
Okay, so we're not going to keep you guys any longer. Let's get going with the first category of the evening.
No, wait. We are actually waiting for Kimi to show up, and he told me that he would.
Well, listen, I last checked. He was busy playing badminton, and believe me, I check on him pretty often.
Okay, anyway, let's then wait for Lewis Hamilton at least. You know, he's our 5-times world champion. He showed up late at the official award ceremony held by the FIA, so it's okay if he's sort of late on our show as well. Plus, you know, these days, he almost walks in with another celebrity or two. And, you know, we don't mind the celebrity quotient.
Yeah, we don't mind that. But Kunal, unfortunately, he sent me a text saying he's going to join us straight after at the after party.
What?
Yeah.
There's an after party and I don't even have an invite?
I'm sorry, the after party is only for awesome people. And when I last checked, you hadn't quite made the cut.
Ouch.
But, but anyway, you know, you prefer your morning run and you don't like all this afternoon, late night fun stuff. So
yes.
It's okay.
You know what? You can have all the laugh you want, but you can go party with the Formula One stars. And when the opportunity comes for us to go drive a Formula One car, and you know, these opportunities come by pretty often for people like us who have a podcast and a blog, etc., you know who's going to be driving and who's going to be fit enough to drive that damn racing car. And, you know, it could also be a Formula E car for all I know. But the point is, I'm going to be the fit guy driving or being ready to drive one of those racing cars.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I'll just take up the twin-seater opportunity with whichever driver whenever it comes. You know, I'm not picky like that.
You know what, Mithila? There's a difference between flying a plane and being flown in a plane. And I would rather fly a plane.
And I would rather have the after party with Lewis Hamilton. But anyway, enough of our banter. We've given our listeners and the attendees, I think, a lot of time to settle in, grab their drinks from the bar, all of that. So guys, moving on to our first category of the evening, the Best Team of the Year Award. So the nominees are Mercedes for delivering a knockout punch in every way this season.
Well, I would nominate Ferrari for at least trying hard before getting knocked out by Mercedes in 2018.
Red Bull Racing for at least trying to be in the fight.
Force India for being in the fight, getting knocked out cold and then returning back to the ring to deliver a few blows.
And finally, Haas for putting Ferrari's expertise and technology to good use in this fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, so the winner of the Best Team of the Year award is Sauber. Because they actually worked a deal to keep Kimi Raikkonen in Formula One for another 2 years. And honestly, I can't imagine Formula One without Raikkonen's talent and personality.
I cannot either. In fact, you know, our listeners should know this. The first Formula One Grand Prix I ever witnessed live was in Malaysia, 2006. I went all the way there to see Kimi Raikkonen racing. And as luck would have it, he had an opening lap collision that took him out of the race. Basically, I never got to see him race at all. He didn't even make it to where my stands were on the racetrack. But yes, thank you, Sauber, for keeping Kimi Raikkonen in this sport. And Kunal, this is also a cue to you to work your magic with your friends at Sauber and get Kimi Raikkonen on our podcast soon.
Sure, why not? I'm going to add that to our list for 2019. But for now, on to the next category. It's called the Best Win of the Year Award. My first nomination is going to be Lewis Hamilton. And, you know, I can't really pick any one of his wins. So I would pretty much nominate all his wins and pole positions and maybe even the two-wheeler test. Because let's keep this in mind. Whatever Lewis Hamilton touched in 2018 turned gold.
I'm going to nominate the Williams F1 team. This is for winning the raft race in Canada. And Kunal, it was the only thing they won all year in 2018.
The United States Grand Prix for being Kimi Raikkonen's venue for his last victory with Ferrari and probably in Formula One.
And Daniel Ricciardo for his victory in Monaco. He used a GP2 engine to power a Formula One car to a victory. Unbelievable. So guys, the winner of the Best Win of the Year award is Valtteri Bottas. And this is for winning a contract extension with Mercedes for 2019. Without winning a single race this season.
You know, to be honest, my heart goes out to Valtteri Bottas. He should have won in China, Baku, Germany, and then in Russia. And in fact, if Mercedes had let him win in Russia and score those extra 7 points, he would have finished higher in the World Drivers' Championship.
Yes, and I think fans have gone too hard on him for going winless this season. Poor guy, actually.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I think it's not really the hate for Bottas, but more so the love for Esteban Ocon that's got Bottas in the crosshairs of, you know, Ocon not having a seat, but Bottas still retaining his for next season.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to repeating what Mika Häkkinen said on our show last season. Bottas is driving a Mercedes that is designed to suit Hamilton more. And we know who the team is rallying behind, basically. But Kunal, I'm just hoping that Bottas has a better year in 2019. Fingers crossed.
Yes, and let's really hope he gets the full season to prove his talent. Because, you know, we've been hearing of all these possibilities of a mid-season swap at Mercedes. And, you know, let me also put it this way. I don't think any one of us can ever imagine the kind of pressure Valtteri Bottas must be going through already. And let's remember, it's the off season. Even before 2019 has started, he's got pressure for 2019.
Okay, guys, moving on to the next category of the awards show. And the category is Silly Move of the Year Award. And the nominees are, firstly, the DRS failures that we saw on the cars for Ericsson and Grosjean. Kunal, you know, after all these many years, we would have imagined that teams would have just figured the goddamn system out.
but no.
No, and I particularly remember Ericsson's crash. He literally barrel rolled across the main straight in Monza, like crazy.
Yeah, and this was weeks after he was on the Inside Line F1 podcast. So, you know, I'm glad he walked out safe. And the second nomination is going to be Formula One's betting deal. And, you know, the way I see it, Liberty Media is out to make money. But in a sport where being clean can be so ambiguous and so technical, challenging and complex. Okay, this is the one deal that they could have probably stayed away from, you know, at least in my personal view.
The next nomination, Daniel Ricciardo to Renault. Honestly, we've discussed this over and over again. And for Ricciardo's sake and for Hülkenberg's sake, I really hope that Renault has an upward trajectory in the next few seasons to come.
And I would like to nominate that one Ferrari sponsor. I can't really remember the name. That sponsor, which jumped the gun in announcing Charles Leclerc as Ferrari's driver for 2019 before Ferrari officially did.
And the winner of the Silly Move of the Year award is Max Verstappen for pushing Esteban Ocon in Brazil, a move that was uncalled for and got Verstappen 2 days of community service.
Well, you know, 2 days of community service basically meaning that Max Verstappen is going to go from being a racing car driver to being a racing steward. And that's not too bad, you know. But, you know, my view is that I've always wished to see boxing-type rivalry between the drivers, but not to actually see them box each other out of contention. And that's what could have probably happened in Brazil.
Okay, guys, the next category is the Best Fans of the Year award.
Well, if we were to believe Lewis Hamilton, every fan in the world is a best fan. And I think I'd sort of agree with that. And then, of course, there are tons of better fans in the world, the ones who listen to the Inside Line F1 podcast week after week. So thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, guys. We're looking at you. We're cheering for you. In fact, Kunal, I'm also going to nominate Stoffel Vandoorne. I think this is like the only thing he's going to be nominated for all year, but never mind.
You mean he's not winning?
I didn't say that, but in fact, Vandoorne was such a big fan of Fernando Alonso that he just refused to beat him all year around in qualifying.
And the winner of the Best Fan of the Year award is the fan who did the meow engine sounds on the world feed. Now, can you imagine this fan? He found a microphone and then for a few seconds, he tried to cure the pains of the average Formula One fan. The pain that, you know, is caused by the lack of grunt in the hybrid power unit. So thank you very much, whoever the fan is. Because I saw this video, but his name didn't really come out. Or maybe I missed it. I don't know.
Okay, guys, the next category is very, very special. It's proudly sponsored by the Inside Line Formula One podcast. Because the category is the Joke of the Year award. And like you all know, we take our humor very seriously. So the first nomination is Romain Grosjean when he blamed Ericsson for his crash in Baku.
I would like to nominate Formula One TV for their repeated failed launches. You know, anyone know if the service is working error-free now? Because I definitely haven't bought a subscription yet, as you would have imagined.
In fact, I'm also going to nominate F1 Live, the show on Twitter. I mean, the show can be fun. It has unparalleled access to the best names in the paddock. But I'm not quite so sure of their format and what their end objective is, basically.
The next nomination is Helmut Marko for his words on Danny Kvyat. Now, we all know how this story unfurled. So I'm going to say this, that I'm really hoping for the best for Danny Kvyat in 2019 and forward, because I don't really see him as just a filler for Toro Rosso, or I really hope he's just not that.
I hope so. And guys, the winner of the Joke of the Year award is Pirelli Tires. Firstly, for having just so many compounds, which we know are going to change next year. And then for the numerous tire-saving races that we had this season. What a joke.
You know, it is actually tough being Pirelli, because if they gave us degrading tires, the sport has a problem. If they gave us durable tires, the sport still has a problem. So while we give this award out to them, let's admit that the problem isn't necessarily with Pirelli alone. They're just doing what Formula One is telling them to do.
That's true. And now we're going to move on to the next category, guys. We really hope you're enjoying the show and getting your drinks refilled from the bar and all of that. It's the Best Radio Message of the Year award. In fact, there were several radio messages of Fernando Alonso that just absolutely took the cake. It was so hard to choose.
Well, I'm going to throw at you a gentleman called Kimi Raikkonen, who's probably even better on the radio. And there are a few of Kimi Raikkonen's that I can remember, especially his message in Abu Dhabi. You know, his last race for Ferrari. And then, of course, there was this race where Ferrari were issuing a team order to him. And he actually said, just tell me what's on your mind or something to that effect. So I'm going to nominate Kimi Raikkonen. Or how can we not nominate Kimi Raikkonen for the best radio message of the year?
I'm also going to nominate Mercedes for their famous James radio message and that huge controversy that followed.
And I loved hanging here like a cow message from Renault's Nico Hülkenberg.
I know, I heard you hear it like, 100 times.
And then there was Sebastian Vettel's message, you know, when he spoke about, hey, there's something dangling between my legs and it's not what you think it is. It's actually a screw or something like that.
And the winner of the Best Radio Message of the Year award is... It's Esteban Ocon's chat with Vettel, which was accidentally caught on TV. The one where he told Vettel about Stroll buying a seat and Perez bringing sponsors.
You know, I'm going to actually rephrase a dialogue that I just remembered from the movie Ocean's 11. It goes like, this is Formula One and there's always someone watching, or in this case, hearing. Okay, so the next category of the Inside Line F1 Podcast Awards is the Best Social Media Performance of the Year.
Okay, so I'm just going to go out there and nominate Kimi Raikkonen. His presence on social media is like the single reason why I use Instagram so much. It's all his fault.
Well, I would like to nominate the social media team of Formula One. Now, usually I hate the off-season for obvious reasons. But this is the first time that I can ever remember that I'm actually liking the off-season. Or let me say I'm loving the off-season. And that's all down to the awesome content, the videos and the tweets and the messages that the, you know, the official F1 team has been putting out for the last several weeks. Thank you very much, guys.
In fact, I'm going to go out and nominate Racing Point, Renault and even Mercedes. The teams have had some really interesting banter all season long.
And the winner of the Best Social Media Performance of the Year award is Daniel Ricciardo for handling Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton's social media accounts, you know, at various parts during the season. And, you know, this is honestly the closest that Ricciardo got to being a part of the Mercedes team.
That's so true. In fact, after Kimi Raikkonen, I would absolutely say that Ricciardo's personality and character is so important for Formula One to have.
Indeed.
Okay, guys, next category coming up, it's the Change Maker of the Year award.
I would definitely nominate Ferrari's social media team out here. They not only followed other rival teams on Twitter. I mean, it took them a decade to finally agree to follow other teams. I don't know if it went for like a board approval or something. But they also ended up replying to another team's tweet. Now, I don't remember which team they replied to, but I do remember that Ferrari actually replied to a tweet.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to go out there and nominate Fernando Alonso. How can you not nominate him? You know, he's attempted to put, you know, a new path in place for obtaining legendary status in the world of motorsport outside of Formula One.
Well, you know, in which case I would nominate Felipe Massa as well. Can Massa be the most famous and successful driver in Formula One and Formula E? Well, he's got all the chances, but we all know what happens when Felipe Massa has those many chances. Okay, I'm not going to finish my statement. Let's move on.
Let's move on. And the next nomination is the Formula One TV graphics team. We had the Eagle appear on our television last year, and this year we had the Heineken stars appear via computer graphics.
You know, but whatever good Formula One does, Formula E just seemingly does it better. Because I remember when I saw the opening E-Prix of Formula E, they had a driver crying graphic display played out on, you know, World Feed when the driver actually crashed out of the race. Now, initially, I thought it was funny. But now when I think back, I think it's also creative.
Yeah. Okay, guys, so the winner of the Changemaker of the Year award goes to... It's Winnie Harlow. Her waving of the checkered flag a lap early might have just cost us the checkered flag after all, guys. That is a change maker for you. In fact, there are talks that the good old checkered flag might go digital, like all the other flags. And this is basically for a few minutes of work that she did when she got the timing of the flag wrong.
ouch, I really hope they don't take our checkered flag away. It is just so iconic.
Yeah.
And, you know, little did we know that Miss Harlow's error could cost the sport the goddamn checkered flag, which is also, you know, I would say the most recognizable flag in motorsport. There's an emoji of the flag.
Yeah, Formula One is never going to forget her for sure. Anyway, guys, the next category is the Best Strategy of the Year award.
Well, I would like to nominate Sergio Perez for his planned legal and contractual moves with Force India. You know, yes, he saved the team from closing down and he sent them into administration and all of that. But that was definitely not before securing his drive for 2019. And of course, why not?
I'm going to nominate Red Bull Racing for attempting alternate tyre strategies to offset their pace disadvantage several times this season.
And McLaren, you know, for Chocolategate. I mean, I can't believe that the team offered Freddo bars to motivate their employees. I mean, the least they could have done is give them better chocolates. Well, you know, Mr. Brown, we know you're listening, although you couldn't make it to join us this evening. Here's another sponsor opportunity for you next season.
I would like to nominate Formula One for the Best Strategy of the Year award for launching their official podcast. The podcast has great content, and that's a given, of course. But the official podcast has actually helped create more awareness for our podcast as well. And Kunal, it's gotten us more listeners. So in marketing terms, thank you for helping increase the size of the pie. And this nomination is our thank you to them.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Best Strategy of the Year award is Ferrari. And no, this is not for messing up the strategies in Monza and Italy and several other races, but for giving Charles Leclerc a double promotion. Now, that is some solid succession planning for life after Sebastian Vettel.
In fact, this takes me back to the episode where we discussed what the future could hold for Sebastian Vettel.
Well, will Sebastian Vettel go the Michael Schumacher way and retire? Or will he go the Fernando Alonso way and race elsewhere and, you know, again, try and get the triple crown?
Questions, questions. So the next category we have for you guys is the Worst Mistake of the Year award. And, you know, I think we would do disservice by not nominating Sebastian Vettel for his mistake in Germany. So that's the first nomination out there.
You know, this nomination is actually going to be also there for the worst mistake of the decade and the worst mistake of the century and the worst mistake ever in Formula One and all of that. But my next nomination is going to be Max Verstappen for the disastrous first half of the season that he had. You know, he made like 7 or 8 mistakes, if I can remember correctly.
I'm also going to nominate Ferrari for their multiple tire choice mistakes. I just remembered qualifying in Japan. My God.
And then the Formula One graphics team, you know, for shooting the last name graphic. I think it was the opening race of the season. And in fact, this worst mistake or worst error ended up becoming the best joke of the season. So actually, thank you very much, guys.
So the winner of the Worst Mistake of the Year award is Formula One for their new live timing app. One that basically prompted Formula One to go back to the old live timing app almost immediately.
You know, it was a classic case of fixing what's not broken. Okay, the next category is the Best Wingman of the Year award. But guys, let me remind you once again, this is the Inside Line F1 Podcast Awards. And the winner is never who you think it is.
Kunal, are you trying to give away who might actually not win this award?
No, but here are my nominations. The fan favorite entry, but of course, is Valtteri Bottas for his season in 2018 with Mercedes.
I'm also going to nominate Esteban Ocon in Brazil. I just remember how a section of fans accused the Mercedes-backed Ocon of purposely knocking Verstappen into a spin while in the lead.
And while Mercedes had perfect wingmen, Kimi Raikkonen actually forgot that he was to play wingman to Sebastian Vettel. In fact, I would like to nominate Sebastian Vettel for playing the perfect wingman to Kimi Raikkonen in the United States Grand Prix. A move that we all know helped Raikkonen go on to win the race. So thank you very much, Sebastian.
In fact, speaking of the perfect wingman, Kunal, thank you. You've been the perfect wingman to me all season. So this nomination is for you.
Woo! Thank you.
You're supposed to return the favor, but never
mind.
Well,
you can be the wing woman of the year.
Anyway, the winner of the Best Wingman Award of the Year is Toro Rosso, because they went from testing drivers to testing Honda engines for Red Bull Racing.
And the biggest beneficiary of all this could be Max Verstappen. Now, whether it's in 2019 or 2020, we will all have to wait and see. The next category is the Best Upgrade of the Year award.
Yeah, the first nomination has to be Ferrari for their upgrades, actually their downgrades, that eventually made them go faster towards only the end of the season.
And since we are on Ferrari, I would definitely go with Vettel's post-season moustache. I wonder if it was some contractual reason why Vettel did not grow this Mario-style moustache during the season. And, you know, not for aerodynamics, but actually for sponsor appearance reasons.
Nominations for Best Upgrade of the Year award, of course, Pierre Gasly to Red Bull Racing and Charles Leclerc to Ferrari.
In fact, in this category, we nominate ourselves, as the Inside Line F1 podcast, because we got upgrades for the show. We got a new studio, but that's not the point. But we went from recording in the studio to recording trackside. We reported from 2 Grand Prix this season, and we are definitely going to do more in 2019. So thank you very much, guys. We actually had a lot of drivers appear on the show, thanks to all the trackside visits as well.
And the winner of the Best Upgrade of the Year award is the Strolls. Father Lawrence bought his son Lance the most expensive upgrade available in the paddock. He bought him a Formula One team.
In fact, they spent all their money on the purchase of the team and almost nothing in choosing a good name for the team.
So the next category is the Best Performance of the Year award. And this is a special one, actually.
Well, I'm going to nominate the Emperor of Formula One, Mr. Bernie Ecclestone, because he got his mate Vladimir Putin to attend the Russian Grand Prix yet again. And, you know, it somewhat just makes me believe that Bernie is there just to get such statesmen to attend races at these key moments.
Making Formula One politically correct, literally. I'm going to actually nominate the reigning king of Formula One, Chase Carey, for not knowing what title number Hamilton was to win in 2018.
Well, I would like to nominate the Halo for doing what it was supposed to do in Spa with Charles Leclerc and then in Canada with Brendan Hartley.
And finally, the last nomination in the Best Performance of the Year award goes to Lewis Hamilton for his shirty moment in Abu Dhabi. Guys, when he removed his shirt to celebrate his win. Basically, when you have just won so many races and you're looking for new ideas to celebrate and you're not Daniel Ricciardo, that's what you come up with.
But you know what? I would still go with Daniel Ricciardo Shui because that is absolutely my style. Okay, so the winner of the Best Performance of the Year award goes to Kimi Raikkonen for his performance at the FIA Awards ceremony.
I'm just so happy. Kunal, can I just come up and accept this award on his behalf, of course, and then personally deliver it to him later, you know, maybe when he's done playing badminton or whatever. Okay, guys, so getting serious, we have 4 more award categories pending. For all of you all sitting in the audience looking glum, don't worry, you'll have 4 more chances to win. In fact, the next award we have coming up is the Best Overtake of the Year award.
Well, I would think Daniel Ricciardo's overtake on Bottas in China, Sebastian Vettel's overtake on Bottas in Silverstone, and Max Verstappen's overtake on Bottas in Abu Dhabi, they were all superlative, and there, of course, were several things. But now I'm beginning to think that it is pretty strange that some of the best overtakes this year were actually made on Valtteri Bottas.
That is such a good point, actually. I'm also going to nominate Lewis Hamilton for his triple overtake in Bahrain, and then Raikkonen versus Hamilton, the fight in Monza. I was honestly so thrilled to see Raikkonen fighting back.
Oh yeah, it reminded me of the Raikkonen of the old, and I really
good
hope,
old days.
I really hope that the 17-year back reunion that's happening with Sauber gives us more of that Raikkonen of the old. But the winner of the Best Overtake of the Year award goes to Lewis Hamilton, and this is for his most decisive overtake in 2018. It was actually on a two-wheeler, and it was on Sebastian Vettel. And I'm sure by now you guys know the pit lane moment I'm actually talking about.
In fact, these were the first signs of Lewis Hamilton's talent on two-wheelers as well.
Well, the next category is the Best Race of the Year award.
Kunal, this award is unchallenged. It's uncontested. We have only one nomination and only one winner. The Best Race of the Year award is the USA Grand Prix for Kimi Raikkonen's victory. Chapter closed.
Well, I'm overpowered, guys. So if you guys disagree, you know how to reach me and tell me what the Best Race of the Year award could be. But the next two categories coming up are the Comeback of the Year award and the Best Driver of the Year award. Let's do Comeback of the Year award first. So this award actually goes to two very deserving drivers for their grit, their determination, and for inspiring us through and through.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give it up for Robert Kubica and Billy Monger. Keep it up, guys. Keep fighting. We're so proud of you.
Yes, and we're going to work really hard to get both you guys individually, of course, on the Inside Line F1 podcast in 2019. Well, moving on, the next category of the Inside Line F1 podcast awards is also its last. And this one is the Best Driver of the Year award. The nominations from my side include Charles Leclerc for having a better debut season than Max Verstappen's. And honestly, this was not just his debut in Formula One, but also his debut on the Inside Line F1 podcast.
I'm going to nominate Daniel Ricciardo as Best Driver of the Year award for his early season wins. And, you know, basically just for being who he is through the good and the bad times. And there were a lot of bad times.
Yeah, actually, through the bad times, even more so, yeah. You know. And this category would be void if we did not nominate Lewis Hamilton for nearly every lap that he drove in 2018. Well, on that note, I think I'm also going to nominate Sebastian Vettel. But this is actually for driving his Ferrari road car on the parade lap. You know, I remember there was this one race, and I really can't remember which race it was, where Sebastian Vettel was being driven in a Ferrari road car. It was on the parade lap. And he told his driver to move aside, and then he drove his road car on the parade lap. So thank you very much for all these moments, Sebastian.
Yeah, and nominating Max Verstappen for the Best Driver of the Year award as well. But of course, only for the second half of the season, not the first half.
So if he wins, he gets half the award.
Half
right?
The award, yeah. Only. The other half I'll keep.
Oh, I thought we'll give it to Daniel Ricciardo because, you know, Red Bull says they treat them equal.
Or he always gets Max's hand-me-downs or something. Okay, I have to stop.
Well, I also have to nominate Fernando Alonso. Especially for his gutsy drive in Baku. I think he had like two working wheels on his wagon or something after the opening lap. And he still managed to score points.
Yeah, in fact, McLaren's sixth place in the Constructors' Championship, despite having the second slowest car, it's all Fernando Alonso. Thank you, Fernando.
And I'm also going to nominate the great Nico Hülkenberg for winning the Class B Formula One World Championship. And I somewhat think that the Class B Championship is that much more difficult to win than the Class A Championship.
And the winner of the Best Driver of the Year award is... The award goes to Will Smith. Thank you, Will Smith, for doing everything you can to drive but not drive the Mercedes after all. He was so close.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad that... You know, Will Smith, the least that he got was the Best Driver of the Year award because he really tried to drive that car. It was great entertainment, but like I said, I really wondered if Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton would have been party to such a gimmick if the championship actually went down to the wire. But
Kunal, I think it's only fair. No, he had like a fake driving moment, so now he gets a fake award from us.
What? I bought all the trophies. Well, Mithila, can you imagine, what if Vladimir Putin did such an act and drove one of the racing cars? We would actually have been forced to give him an award. And even if it wasn't anyone from Russia, there's a good chance Mr. Ree would have called and said, hey guys, you need to give an award to my mate Vladimir.
I'm surprised we didn't receive any calls to give Sirotkin a nomination. But let's just nominate him just in case. You know, yeah guys, we're nominating Sergio Sirotkin as well.
But you know, we should find a nomination and an award for him because, you know, his 10th place in Monza gave, you know, Formula One the first season where all participating drivers scored championship points.
Okay, Kunal, I'm just going to stick my neck out there and introduce a last-minute category, and you guys will figure out why. I'm going to call this the Lifetime Achievement Award. Do you want to nominate someone?
I think I would go with Vijay Mallya and Force India. I think the man deserves more credit than he's got. And I definitely think that the team deserved a better send-off than they actually had. I mean, technically, we all didn't even get to celebrate Force India's last race in Formula One or something like that.
I would have actually wanted to nominate Fernando Alonso for the Lifetime Achievement Award because he's just given so much to Formula One over the years. But he sent me a text saying that he wouldn't accept the nomination because he's not done with Formula One yet, apparently.
But we have Fernando Alonso's impersonator in the crowd amongst us. And I think we could just hand over Fernando's award to the Fernando in the crowd.
Yeah, right? What we could do that.
He was really popular again at the Italian Grand Prix. So thank you very much for coming and taking this award. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, Mithila and I would like to officially close the Inside Line F1 Podcast Awards and our coverage of the 2018 Formula One season.
Guys, it's taken us 42 episodes to get here. Thank you so much for sharing our passion, sharing your listens, reviews, feedback, criticism. And
we hope you really enjoyed our show in 2018, and we are going to see you in 2019.
The season is closed, but the bar is open, guys. Go enjoy yourselves.
See you next week. Adios.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.